Is there anyone here who's got a very particular item of thanksgiving or praise that you would like to share with us, and we can give God the glory for it in this, perhaps in this past year? Right. Yes, Lord, we give you thanks for that, for blessing Jeff and his family, for that new job now nearly 1 year ago. And we just ask that he will be successful in that role, Lord, and that he will be a blessing as to his co-workers and his employer, as he is a blessing to them. Lord, we give you thanks and praise. And her name again? Arlene? Curleen, that's right, Curleen. Yes, Lord. Lord, we give you thanks for Curleen coming all the way to Canada. And Lord, we ask you to bless her and bless Judy and Richard and the family. Lord, as she blesses them with her presence and her work with them. Lord, I just pray that this winter will not be too hard on her, for she's not used to the cold and the snow. And Lord, so I just give you thanks for her and for her presence with us each Sunday now as we worship together, Lord. So I ask you to bless Curleen in her stay in Canada. We give you thanks and praise. Amen. Lord, we do give you thanks. We prayed at the beginning of the Christmas season, Lord, for traveling mercies for all of our friends and families and members of our congregation, Lord, and you have answered that prayer, and you've brought everybody home safely, Lord. And we give you thanks and praise for hearing our prayer and answering our prayer. And we just ask you to continue to bless each one of us in safety on the roads and in our travels throughout this year. We give you thanks again in Jesus' name. That's right. That's right. Yes, Lord, we do give you thanks on behalf of Chris and Rhiannon, Lord, for Chris's new job that he starts tomorrow. Lord, it's been a time of trial for them as a newly married couple, Lord, and we thank you for blessing them with this new opportunity. So, Lord, we ask you to bless Chris tomorrow as he starts his new job, and we just pray that that will be a fulfilling time for him, and it will bless the family with the additional income. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Your brother? Okay. Lord, we ask you now to send angels of protection around Donna's brother as they drive back to Syracuse today, Lord. Just protect them on the roads and the ice and the traffic. And we ask you just to surround them with your love and your protection and bring them safely home, Lord. And we pray that in a few hours, Donna will get the phone call that all have arrived safely. We lift them up to you now for your protection in Jesus' name. Amen. Lord, I thank you for the... go ahead, Rishan. Grade 10, right? Yes. Lord, we just ask you to bless Rishnika as she ends this semester with some exams at the end of this month. Lord, we pray that she will be calm and collected. Lord, we know she's a good student, and you have blessed her this far, Lord. So we ask you just to protect her now during this... prep time leading up to exams at the end of the month, and may your blessing be upon her and her work, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Sorry, Janet, go ahead, Janet. Yes, yes. Three, yes. Sorry, did someone say something of it? Yeah. Father God, we give you thanks for the ministry of Rose and Amir among us this last year or more, and we thank you for her successful completion of her Masters of Divinity degree, and Lord, we thank you for the blessing of a new home and new work opportunities in Niagara Falls. And so, Lord, we ask you to bless them. May they be surrounded by a Christian community down there in Niagara Falls. May they quickly find a church where they can continue to serve you in that area. Lord, we pray for the three children, Cheryl, Abigail, and Alicia, and we ask you to bless them in their new schools this tomorrow, I guess. And we ask you just to bless them, bless the whole family, surround them with your love. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. And Lord, on a family note, we just, Annette and I give you thanks for the birth of our three grandchildren, new grandchildren this year, that they were all born healthy. And Lord, we just thank you for the family you have blessed us with in our time in Canada. We give you thanks and praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. It's the, as we come to the beginning of a new year and an end of a new year, we look backwards and we look forwards. In fact, the month of January is named after a pagan god, a Roman god, Janus. And Janus is always pictured with two faces, one at the front, one at the back. And one is looking forward and one is looking backwards. Hence, January is the first month of the year. And we look back over the past year and we look forward to the new year. The new year always brings hope and expectation. We would all certainly like the errors and mistakes and the hard times of the past year to be eliminated from our lives. And we hope that this coming year will bring healing and blessings to our homes and our families. And at this time of the year, people are always making New Year's resolutions. And I suppose we've all made some kinds of resolutions in years past to eat less and exercise more and to watch less TV and read more books and to spend more time at the gym, perhaps. But they all quickly get broken, right? New Year's resolutions just don't seem to last at all. And perhaps it's because taking a year at a time is perhaps the wrong way to go. Maybe New Year's resolutions are not the things to be doing at this time of the year. Maybe it's New Day resolutions and just taking the year one day at a time. Maybe that would refocus our efforts and make it a little easier to complete some of those resolutions. And Scripture talks about that. It talks about the day. It doesn't talk much about the year. It talks about the day, today being the day. So I've chosen for my text today, Lamentations chapter 3, because it's pertinent to this time of the year and it's pertinent to this concept of making a resolution. So I'm reading in Lamentations chapter 3, verses 19 to 20 to 33. I remember my affliction and my wandering, the bitterness and the gall. I well remember them, and my soul is downcast within me. Yet this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. I say to myself, the Lord is my portion, therefore I will wait for him. The Lord is good to those whose hope is in him, to the one who seeks him. It is good to wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. It is good for a man or a woman to bear the yoke while he is young. Let him sit alone in silence, for the Lord has laid it on him. Let him bury his face in the dust. There may yet be hope. Let him offer his cheek to the one who would strike him, and let him be filled with disgrace. For men are not cast off by the Lord forever. Though he brings grief, he will show compassion. So great is his unfailing love, for he does not willingly bring affliction or grief to the children of men. His compassions never fail. They are new every morning. He does not bring affliction or grief to the children of men. No, God does not bring affliction or grief to us. The afflictions and the grief that we suffer and we see going on around the world are because we live in a fallen world. We live in a place on a planet where human wickedness is thriving. And the world and all creation groans under this burden. The world is no longer what God created in the beginning when he said it was very good. Everything God saw that he created was very good. And we have to look around the world today, and in all honesty, we have to say, it is not very good. It is not very good. It is very bad. We live in a fallen, messed up, polluted, disease-ridden, sinful world. And Paul talks about this in Romans 8. And he says, for the creation was subjected to frustration, not by its own choice, but by the will of one who subjected it in hope, that the creation itself will be liberated from its bondage to decay. Liberated from its bondage to decay. We're stuck in a world that's decaying. And brought into the glorious freedom of the children of God. We know that the whole creation has been groaning as in the pains of childbirth right up to the present time. Not only so, but we ourselves who have the first fruits of the Spirit groan inwardly. Who doesn't groan inwardly? As we wait eagerly for our adoption as sons, for the redemption of our bodies. So there's a picture of the world from the Old Testament, from the New Testament, that it's a bad place. It was good, but it was bad. Very merciful, very loving. He does not remember our sins. He does not condemn. Jeremiah, he says, I will forgive their wickedness, I will remember their sins no more. In Isaiah, he says, I have put all your sins behind my back. In Isaiah again, he says, I remember your sins no more. I have swept away your offenses, I have redeemed you. He's hurled all of our iniquities into the depths of the sea. And that's all Old Testament talk. New Testament brings us Jesus Christ, who takes all our sins from us and the guilt of our sins and leaves them at the cross. We are redeemed people. So our troubles are not punishment for sin. When we've got a difficulty in our life, it's not a punishment for sin, although sin does have consequences. The sins we commit do have consequences, but it's not punishment. Put your hand on a hot stove and you burn your hand. That's not punishment. It's consequences. And when we sin, it has consequences, but it's not punishment. Each one of us has contributed to the burden of sin on the world. In Psalm 103, the psalmist writes, as a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. For he knows how we are formed. He remembers that we are dust. For a man, his days are like grass. He flourishes like a flower of the field. The wind blows over it, and it is gone. And its place remembers it no more. But from everlasting to everlasting, the Lord's love is with those who fear him, and his righteousness with their children's children. It is with those who keep his covenant and remember to obey his precepts. God is loving, God is caring, and his mercies are new every morning. Every morning. So even though we have these daily struggles, these ongoing struggles, and we know that some of our struggles of the past year will continue into this year. For some of us, it's not going to change very much. It's still going to be the same thing. So even though we have these ongoing struggles and challenges, remember that the Lord sees it all, and his desire is to come alongside us and walk with us in the way. So long as we're walking in his way. He's not going to walk with you if you're walking out of his way. If you get back on the path of walking with the Lord, he is right there with you every morning. His mercies are new every morning. Every morning the Lord is waiting for you. If you like, picture him just waiting at your bedside, waiting for you to awake and join him in your day. But if instead you get up and you live your day your way and not his way, you'll find him not there. That's when the trouble begins. That's when the hardship and the difficulties that we can't handle begin, because we begin our day in our own way, and we forget that his mercies are new every morning, and we need to draw on him and his mercies every morning. We have to make a new day resolution to walk with the Lord. And Paul calls all of these troubles and challenges momentary. Momentary. He says, therefore, in 2 Corinthians, we do not lose heart. Though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. There's that day thing again. Not year by year, but day by day we're being renewed. For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. For what is seen is temporary. All of our troubles, all of our struggles are temporary. But what is unseen is eternal. Our presence with the Lord can begin this morning. His mercies are new every morning. And we can make a resolution today to be present with the Lord, to walk with him, to walk in his way and not walk in our own way. So instead of making New Year's resolutions, which we all admit none of us are able to keep, not even for a few days or a few weeks, why not choose then just to make a resolution for one day, just for today, one resolution. And that is to seek the Lord at the beginning of the day and determine and resolve to walk with him in that day. Be in prayer at the beginning of the day. We all have rushed calendars and trains to catch and jobs to go to. But get up a few minutes earlier, be in prayer at the beginning of the day, and extend your time of being in the Word, in the Bible, each day. Be as resolute as Joshua. It's a great verse, one of my go-to verses. He was addressing the elders and the leaders and the judges and the officials of Israel, and as they presented themselves as a nation before God, and they're about to enter the promised land. They're about to go in and conquer. And he says to them, but if serving the Lord seems undesirable to you, then choose for yourselves this day. Choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve, whether the gods of your fathers, your forefathers served beyond the river, the gods of the Amorites in whose land you are living. And then he finishes with this great verse, which many of you will know. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. On his own, as a single person, single family, he said, no, whatever you guys decide to do, you decide to do. But for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. And there's the resolute. This day, it says. He says, choose this day whom you will serve. And that's the challenge. It's not the New Year's resolution and looking forward to the whole of 2015. It's January the 4th. It's today. God's mercies were new this morning. And when you wake up tomorrow morning, his mercies will be new again. Forgiving mercies, forgetting your sins, leaving them behind, putting them in the depths of the sea, and he will start you off again tomorrow with new mercies and a new day. Now life is hard, and you may despair at times that God is even listening to you or even aware that you exist. And I think we've all been through that. Those seasons of life where it's just a desert, a spiritual desert. But God is there. He's honing you. He's got you in the furnace. He's turning up the heat. He wants to purify you and burn away all the dross. So our challenge is to have a new day resolution, to seek the Lord while he may be found, for he's waiting for you at the beginning of each day. He's waiting for you with his new mercies every day. As Paul says, because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed. For his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Isn't that a great way to start the new year? Not the new year, but the new day. That his mercies are new every morning. He will not abandon you through your struggles and through your difficulties. He is with you and he walks with you. So as you look forward and you look backwards, certainly as you look backwards, see that God has carried you this far. through those struggles, through those difficulties. You're here today by God's glory, by God's grace. He's carried you this far. Now look forward to today and see the mighty hand of God carry you through all of life's journeys. His mercies are new every morning. Let us pray. Let us pray. Lord, thank you. Thank you for revealing to us that we're not to take a year at a time, that New Year's resolutions are not what you call us to. You call us to New Day resolutions. You call us to wake in the morning, to seek your face, and to walk with you through just that day. And Lord, so we give you thanks for today. We give you thanks for this season, this new year, the new opportunities that we have, and we know that you will be with us each and every day of our year. For your mercies are new every morning. Thank you, Lord. Hear our prayer, we pray. For we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. We should remember each day that Christ dwells in us through his Spirit. That we have the power, we have the authority to overcome our sins, and we have the power and the authority to live righteous lives because of his Spirit indwelling within us. His mercies are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. After the benediction, do please come downstairs and share a time of fellowship and refreshments with us. If you're visiting with us today, that invitation applies to you as well. So please join us. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. What a great comfort that is, that God's mercies are new every morning. Go in peace today, knowing that God loves you. He walks alongside you, and tomorrow is a new day, and his mercies will be with you tomorrow and all your tomorrows. Go in peace. Amen.